Welcome to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. In everything there is light. Here's your host, Sid, bringing their message from the divine.
Divine Spirit will be with us in every episode. They will bring enlightenment, universal knowledge, and divine truth to all. As you listen, divine energy of loving vibration will resonate deep inside of you, out of the darkness of fear and into the light of God's love. As you listen, your higher self will accompany you in allowing divine truth to be imprinted into your life. As you listen, they, meaning divine spirit, assist in the removing of all negative energies, thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and desires. As you listen, divine truth will be told, for you will be activated towards your highest and greatest purpose, towards a new and joyful way of life. As you listen, you will be guided to new truths for your soul's journey and a new and deeper understanding on your spiritual path. As you listen, any fear of falseness is transformed into love for truth to reside. As you listen, the illusion of separateness will be removed. Since they are always here, you are never alone.
Today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, God. Yes. That big word, God. And to give you guys an understanding of how I know God and how God recognizes me and I recognize God in spirit form is about being able to go deep inside of ourself. It's not outside of ourself. It's not a source outside of ourself, but it's the emanating love force within, right? We talked in a previous podcast about the love vibration. The love vibration that's within us, that's activated in our soul, in our hearts, our minds, our physical body, our emotional body. So how we have an understanding, like a true understanding of that God source within, it's about the ability to love. To love fully, one, first yourself, and to be able to recognize that divineness within you. Okay, so the divineness is really, really present in all of us. Joy, love, peace, happiness, serenity, contentment, beauty, grace, all of these words, right? And it's designed in such a way that as we peel back our falseness, all these lies that we tell each other, that we tell ourselves, that we speak to ourselves, that we've heard in the past, we say to ourselves every day. So we have to peel our all these lies or this falseness back in order for us to feel and sense and know and experience this divineness, right? So when we can do that, so if you have a lie or a falseness about something, you've actually recognized that it's separation. Okay, it's your ability to separate yourself from that truth. So divine truth is imprinted in that love vibration. It's divine truth. Joy, peace, grace, love, beauty, all these words, right? So if you can just take yourself a little bit of understanding of what beauty means. What joy means. Even look it up, you know, go, you know, take a little bit of time, look up the dictionary and look up what it means. And then start recognize it inside of you or take the time to actually place it inside of you. Okay. So you can remove the falseness. Okay. The lie that you've been telling yourself, maybe it's a lie that you've been saying, I'm not worthy. I'm too fat. I'm ugly. I hate everything. Nothing's going to work good for me. Whatever it is, right? And start identifying these lies. Start identifying the false truths that are not real. They're false. Okay. Sit with that one lie, whatever that is to yourself, and start applying what that would be like if, let's say, I'm too fat. Okay. So if you can erase that or delete that in your mind. Every time you say it, you delete it three times. Cancel, cancel, cancel. Delete, delete, delete. Disintegrate, disintegrate, disintegrate. and then add something to it. I am beautiful is going to be a little difficult when you think you're too fat, right? So why don't you say, I have the beauty within. And this beauty will help me become the weight that I need to be. This beauty is going to allow me to see myself wonderfully. For my body to change, my body to resonate on a different vibration, this beauty that's within inside of me, may I allow it to, for me to see it upon myself. May I allow myself to see this beauty on others, that others are beautiful also, that they have beauty inside of them. Okay, so sometimes it's a belief or a falseness. Sometimes it's a behavior. Sometimes we have to change that behavior about us. But you have to identify what the bad behavior is and what lie you put in your mind or what lie you were told. Okay, sometimes it's by other people, again, like I said, and sometimes it's by yourself. Or it's something that you made up because of an experience when you were young or even yesterday. Okay, so you identify the behavior of what it is. Well, I got angry and I slammed the door and walked out. Okay, so if you got angry and slammed the door and walked out, what is that that you're running from? And why were you angry in the first place? What fear did you have? What was the fear? What was the thing that was creating that? What was the conflict? Okay, instead of creating a space of peace, a space of beauty, a space of joy. Okay, so you identify the behavior, you identify the fear that goes with the bad behavior, and then you replace it with the truth. I have a loving environment. I'm at peace with myself. I bring joy into my home. I bring joy to others. I embrace love. I have no fear of love. I choose to be loved. Okay, see how all of a sudden those fears, those bad behaviors, those negative thoughts immediately start going away. And then you can center yourself. You can be more clear and more calm. And if you continue to say that, you know, we speak about affirmations, and this is an affirmation. It's not an affirmation. It's an owning. We're owning a new sense of ourself. We're owning the right. Okay? We're born with it. All we have to do is ignite it. So it's about owning the right that there's beauty within you, or there's joy within you, or there's love that resonates within you, and you ignite it. You say, this is my choice. I'm choosing love. I'm choosing to be peaceful. I'm choosing to have calmness in my body. I'm choosing to have centeredness. I choose balance. I choose harmony. So it's about re-choosing and over and over and over and over again until you master it. And just by allowing the choice and the igniting of that energy, okay, the igniting of that energy, your body will start to own it. You start possessing it. You start becoming it. You start being it. You start seeing it everywhere you go. You'll see your life differently. You'll feel your life differently. You'll behave in your life more loving and more kind and more generous and more grateful. Okay? So I read a book a long time ago, and it was really clear that this preacher was talking about the spiritualness of us and how we grow spiritually is replacing the lies with truth. Okay? The falseness of what we've made up, and we replace the lies with truth. So if you just say, I'm not going to behave that way anymore, and you happen to address the true fear or the falseness or the lie that you've been given to yourself, and then replace it. You can't just let I won't do that anymore But because what you'll do is you'll put another falseness there. You'll put another lie in the vacancy or that hole that you just deleted. So if you deleted it, you have to add something to replace it. Okay, that's why I'm teaching you the process. Get rid of the negative thought by deleting it, disintegrating it, not allowing it. Add the new thought. Okay, add the new thought. And then continue to be in that new thought. It will start governing your life. It will change you. It will change anybody. And that's how it's designed. It's a universal law. So when we have a universal law, that means that the divine, okay, has created the ultimate awareness of what is. It just is. So when we have the word is, okay, when we can't define it for how do I say this? So when we can't define it for what it's not, it just stays all present. So the word is means it just is. It's all present at all times. There's no place that it's not. It's in existence. And it's a continual, and it's a constant. And so when we start applying universal law, or what is in our lives change. Because we connect to the all-knowing, we connect to the divine that is all-present, that is all-knowing. It's immaculate. The divine presence and the knowledge of is the most immaculate thing that there could ever possibly be. Much bigger than I could ever describe, but or even have an understanding of. And I have a lot of understanding, but I can't even come close to understanding all of that. But to be able to capture it for a little while, capture a piece of it and put it inside of myself, then my whole body starts being part of that is, part of that divineness. When I allow it, because it is in you anyway, it's there. And so it's not something outside of you. It's not something outside of you. That's why we do meditation. I want to address meditation today too. When we meditate, meditation is the ability to be able to bring divine into the body. Your higher self, your higher consciousness, into your body and being connected to the divine. That's it. That's all there is to it. Okay? I'm not asking you to sit up on top of a mountain somewhere and chant Om for 5 days and try not to think. That's not the kind of meditations I'm speaking of. If you're good at that and that's the kind you like, absolutely, have at it. Because it's about being connected and it's about opening the body, opening the mind, allowing the conscious mind to quiet. The conscious mind can go anywhere it wants to go because we don't address the conscious mind, we address the subconscious mind, which is where the I am and the I is being hosted. Okay? So when we can exit the conscious mind and allow the higher self, the soul self, the divine self to penetrate our being, our bodies become alive with the essence of God, alive with the essence of beauty and peace and joy and connection. And we can even become into a euphoric state. But it cleans and purifies and cleanses all of those false beliefs, all of those lies, all of those negative thoughts, feelings, desires, emotions, and activities, for them to no longer exist. That's why we meditate. That's why we come to you, you know, in podcasts like this to identify for you what it is that they want you to know. So as spirits in this room, that's how they're talking to you. They're telling you this so that you can start applying these ways. They want you to apply these ways into your life. Do it with your kids. Do it with your family. Do it with your lover. Do it by yourself. Okay? But start applying these things in your life. You don't have to exit your whole entire life. But But start allowing the truth to be told. Start allowing them in. Start allowing God's presence to be inside of you, to create happiness, to create wonderful environments and friendships and relationships and business and money and growth and prosperity. Because all they want is your happiness. But all they know is that nobody's teaching you the correct way. So they want to teach you. They want to give you ways for your life to change for the better, for your life to be full, for your life to be complete, for your life to have love. Embracing the love, enjoying the love, allowing the love vibration or God's vibration, Spirit's vibration to be in you. Please enjoy tonight's or today's meditation. I'm doing one for you here. We're going to like slow down the show for a minute and then it's going to be appearing for you. It is called I Am in the Heart of God and God is in the Heart of Me. Okay. So what it means is that when we simultaneously connect to the love vibration or the God vibration, we place ourselves in the heart of God. And there's no better place to be or more profound place to be other than in the heart of God. There's no better or more profound place to have God other than in the heart of you. Because then there's nothing but divineness. You are worthy of having this. Everybody's worthy, okay? And when you're present in the heart of God, there's just all love. There's just an all-loving spirit and all-loving knowing. That's all that exists. All of your sins are washed away. All of your falseness, all of the lies, all of the behavior just disintegrates into the nothingness from which it came. So that's why we have grace. That's why we have the divine, because the only thing that there is love. Many blessings to you all.
May the divine cord of love and light penetrate my entire being, bringing the knowledge of my higher true self. May my life, my actions, my doings be that of only love. My mind is illuminated and filled with clear, direct words towards my greatest purpose. My throat releases all fear now to my perfect and full self-expression. My heart is filled so fully with that of only divine love. As I fill my heart with endless love, I release endless love out to myself, to others, and to God. As my solar plexus are filled with happiness, passion of my soul's greatest desire dances and penetrates throughout my entire being. One of purpose, one of passion, one of endless love, one of truth. As I receive the truth imprinted in my soul, my entire being is ignited with joy, in returning a promise of recognition and the divine guidance. As I bring forward divine guidance, my being rejoices throughout the universe. God's will, God's way, God's bestowed blessings. I am liberated of all fear and anchored in purpose, in passion, in clarity, in direction, and loving truth. All of my days are now blessed with the divine of my highest self and the divine supreme God, living and bringing forth with the life force from within. One truth, one joy, one presence. As I walk in this continued presence, being his instrument of peace, love, and joy, I liberate other souls in their greatest purpose, passion, and joy as well. My abdomen is purified and cleansed of all guilt, for only joy, deep, deep joy, to reside. It is my pleasure to give my joy freely to others, and to myself, and to God. My lower back and tailbone thrives with boundless energy, creating money effortless and easy everywhere I go. I freely ground my life's purpose, igniting it into the earthly plane. May the divine light force within beckon my soul towards its greatest and most profound purpose. May I be love. May I be joy. May I be wisdom. May I be purity in all of my doings, in all of my ways, all of my days.
You've been listening to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. May our message ignite your soul's oneness deep within. Bring our message to your friends by liking and subscribing. Blessings to you all.